And as the National Party imploded over the last week, the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, has been quietly watching from the sidelines. But among the problems besetting her opponents are questions about political donations and any influence that that might buy. All political parties depend on donations, but how transparent are they? Let's discuss this and some other issues now with the Prime Minister. Tenakwe, good morning.
Morena, guys.
Now, Jamie Lee Ross last week released these recordings of private conversations with his leader. He then faced accusations of harassing and bullying women. He admitted to an affair with an MP. He said he'd resign and then he wouldn't resign. Now finds himself sectioned under the Mental Health Act. What are your thoughts on what's happened here?
Look, as I've consistently maintained, these are ultimately matters for the National Party. You know, we each have responsibility for our own teams, our own people within our teams, and the management of them. And for me, there's no benefit, or in fact, there's not our purpose in this place to run tit-for-tat politics. And so that's why I gave an explicit instruction to my team to stay out of it. It's not for us, and this is not why we're here.
As party leader, would your private phone calls with fellow MPs stand up to being publicly revealed, do you think?
Oh, yeah, look, and I've been asked that question and said that we've all got to maintain our own standards in the way that we communicate with one another. And again, these are matters for each of us to manage ourselves. I certainly within our team, and more broadly at the looking at the issues of well-being, you know, there are things that we can always improve in this place. But we've certainly had discussions in recent times about making sure that we have supports in place, because this is a pretty tough working environment, and that we look after one another. But, you know, Guyan, overall, you know, when I think about what people want to see from politics, I would hope that one day we can get to a place where if someone's child said to them they wanted to become a politician, that isn't met with fear or cringe. We've probably learned a few lessons out of what's happened this week about the kind of environment we need to create if it's a place that our kids in the future could reasonably aspire to be, and us not worry about their well-being in doing so.
Okay, now the initial issue that Jamie Lee Ross said he wanted to expose was this donation from Song Yi Kwin. Now that's led to two conversations which I'd like to address with you. The first is influence of China on New Zealand politics, and the second is the general issue of transparency in the electoral donation system. But firstly, to China and to Song Yi Kwin, has he donated to Labour?
Yeah, I've acknowledged that he has attended, his attendance at a fundraiser on the 9th of September in 2017. That's a matter of public record. There were images from that, so I can confirm his attendance. But we've complied with the law, if he's made any donation that's declarable, then we would have declared it. He is not on our declaration.
So he turned up to a fundraiser but didn't donate to the party, is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is obviously there are declarable amounts, at which point then it's put into the public domain. We make sure that we follow the law properly, and so there is no register of a donation from him, which means therefore it wouldn't have reached the declarable amount.
But you can't say whether he's donated or not?
Well, firstly, those are matters for the party. I make a point of not being involved in donations to the party. I do need to keep a distinction there.
You met him, though, there, didn't you? You met him, though, didn't you?
I have met him in passing. I don't know him personally.
Did he talk to you when you talked to him? Did he talk to you about donating to Labour or wanting to support Labour in any way?
No. And as I say, I've met him in passing. I've met him at a number of events. He's obviously a leader in the Chinese community, and so he's been at a number of events I've been at. We recently had a parliamentary celebration that he was in attendance, but I do not know him personally. I don't recall having conversations of any length with him. In fact, when I saw his image, I recalled, I believe, meeting him, but it was something that I had to really search back in my memory over.
Now, Anne-Marie Brady and others believe that the Chinese Communist Party used the United Front strategy to influence foreigners, and there are others, including Freeman Yu, who's with a pro-democracy group in Auckland's Chinese community, who want an inquiry into foreign influence on New Zealand politics. Would you agree to that?
Yeah, and what I've said in the past is that we do keep a rolling brief on this issue. I want to make sure that we have robust measures in place. We already have, I'd say, a pretty good suite of measures. You know, when it comes to electoral law, foreign donations offshore, there are limits at 1500 around that. We've got good laws around espionage activities. We've just changed the law around telecommunications to make sure that it's regulated for national interest. But we've always got to keep keep an eye on issues around foreign interference.
Yeah, no new inquiry, though?
It's dynamic. As I say, it's a live item for me. I think we're never not looking in this space. I don't talk about the specifics, though, for reasons that will be obvious to you. But it's something that I'd have to say. We've got to constantly be vigilant. So it's not at one point in time we look. We look constantly.
Okay.
Our laws are adequate.
All right. In the last two or three minutes of this, I want to talk more generally about anonymous donations. Why does Labor accept so many anonymous donations? Last year, 2017, you got $1.6 million in donations. Nearly half of those, about $730,000, were from anonymous sources where we have no idea who gave the money.
Yeah, just to be clear on that, Guy, the vast majority in terms of the number of donations we receive, you've described them as anonymous. That just means they don't reach the declarable amount. That's because they'll be small.
Well, as we know, they can be split up, though. They can be split up into smaller donations.
We do not have a practice of splitting donations to avoid them being declared.
But do you know that? Because as you've said, the leader, you're not taking, you don't even know whether this guy donated to Labor at all. So how would you know whether people had split the money up?
Again, what I've said is that I don't make a practice of getting involved in donations. Queries like that need to go to the Labor Party. Mm. What I do know is that he hasn't been part of a declaration. It means he hasn't reached the declarable amount.
Yeah, but half your money came from anonymous sources.
Yes, and anonymous sources, Guy, in large part will mean that we have people who don't reach the declarable amount because they give, in terms of the number we receive, not the numerical value, but the number, a large number of people will donate via a raffle ticket, via a sausage sizzle,
yeah,
or via
an online donation. That sounds all very benign, but we've got no idea of knowing. Because half your money, nearly $800,000, came from anonymous sources. So we don't know. We can't make the judgment about whether it was a nice little sausage sizzle outside Bunnings or whether it was a raffle ticket. We simply don't know that. And you, actually, by your own admission, don't know that either.
Well, what I do know is that we comply with the law. And so we declare if it's over for a candidate $1,500 and if it's over, and it's obviously a high threshold for party donations. Mm. But Guy, let's get back to the principle here. I would love an environment where we did not have to go out and fundraise and seek donations. If we had an environment where campaigning didn't require that to happen, but it does.
Well, you're Prime Minister and you chair the Cabinet. You could have state funding of political parties. Would you go down that route?
Well, my question would be, do we have the mandate for it? It's not something I've heard broadly called for, but
what do you think?
And Guy, if I could just finish a sentence, it would be a much easier political environment if we didn't have campaigning and fundraising, but that would mean it would go back onto the public purse. State funding isn't something I've seen a lot of social license for. I haven't heard people calling for it. So instead, the middle ground is making sure that we are transparent about the rate.
But we're not, are we? When half the money you get is from anonymous sources, we're not transparent at all.
Again, I want to really push back on you. Anonymous sources oftentimes will simply mean that there's a range of donation sources that are coming in that are such a small amount. Mm. That it wouldn't warrant having a system that required every $5, $10 or $20. And secondly, Guyon, yes, there will be people who give to political parties, some who will give to every political party, who wish to remain anonymous because
why?
Fall into question. Well, because some people don't want their political affiliations.
Yeah. If I look at New Zealand First, no donors declared. They got $500,000, no donors declared. Now, they hold ministerial positions. Look, it might all be above board. I've got no evidence to suggest otherwise.
Yeah.
They got 29 overseas donations and they declared none of it. We've got no idea who gave them the money. There's not one declaration from anyone. And they're ministers in the government.
And again, Guyon, we do have a threshold. If people give large amounts of money, and then they are declared. If they give small amounts, we have to we have to at least make something workable. Where do you put the threshold in? Because, of course, someone who gives $10, do they then want their name in the public domain? Or $20? Or who buys a raffle ticket? There has to be a line drawn somewhere.
So you're satisfied now, with the transparency we've got?
We have a system that, relative to other countries, is pretty good. Keep in mind, Guyan, we're ranked number one in the world for our transparency, our lack of corruption. And again, when it comes to these issues of interference, I'd say show me the evidence that we have succumbed to issues of influence and interference. You know, one issue is whether or not we've got the transparent laws in place, but the second is show me evidence that we haven't, that we are acting in a way that is questionable. I really will defend to the hilt the fact that we have struck a balance, but also at the same time are operating in a way that demonstrates we are free from interference and we deserve that number one ranking on Transparency International.
Thanks very much for your time. That's the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern.